And so, Almighty Father, tonight we want to say thank you for your faithfulness, love, and kindness and mercy over us and over everyone that is connected to us. Again, Lord, we bless you for what you did in our midst on Sunday. We really, really want to appreciate you, God. We want to say thank you for bringing to pass and to a successful and wonderful end the Thanksgiving and night Thanksgiving service of the church. Lord, we return all the glory to you in Jesus' name. Tonight, even as we have come again to receive from you, from the abundance of what you have for us prepared, Daddy, please, Lord, do not hesitate to speak to us tonight in Jesus' name. Whatever it is that can stand as a barrier against the entrance of a word, Lord, tonight we come against such in Jesus' name. No man standing here tonight will ever go back from this place not blessed. Everyone that will return from this place tonight, Lord, shall be blessed and be ministered to in the name of Jesus. And your children, Lord, that you are going to use for us tonight, we ask, Lord, you speak through them. In the name of Jesus, blessed be the holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Tonight, just like we said during prayer, we are looking at the topic that is very key to our fulfillment of purpose. If God is to unleash his glory upon us, people of God, one of the areas where God is planning to also cause us to unleash his glory is by bringing those ideas to fruitfulness. Praise God. Bible let us know concerning those men with talents. One was given one, another was given three, another one was given what? Was given five. And Bible said the one that was given one buried his talent. Refused to run with the vision. And do you know what? The name that God called him, the master called him unfruitful, unprofitable servant. May you and I not be unprofitable in the name of Jesus. It means for every idea, talent and gift that God gave to you, you are going to account for them. Praise God. You are going to be what? Account for them. How have you put those ideas, those concepts and gifts to use? And I did tell us earlier in this place that every blessing and giftings of God upon the life of a man was not primarily given to you for yourself, but one, to advance God's kingdom, that is to the glory of God. Number two, for the blessing of humanity, then number three is yourself. So you look beyond yourself when it comes to what? To the gift and the blessing of God in your own life. Look beyond yourself. God is just in us as a channel. As a channel. Praise God. There is a particular sea they call the Dead Sea in Israel. And they say, why is it called the Dead Sea? Because it's called the Dead Sea because the sea only receives, does not give. It receives, but what? Does not give. Normally, if anything gets into a sea, anything that is unclean, especially, what will it? It will send it out. But this sea receives everything. And one quality or characteristics of that sea is that when you get there, it sinks. Why? Because he accepts everything. It sinks. It sinks. Number two characteristics are what? That sea, there is nothing living in that sea. Unlike normal sea that you see sea fishes, right? Sea creatures. There is nothing living in that sea. So a man who don't only receive and not give out is equated to that sea. Is compared to a dead sea. And such a person has no place in God. And that's why God called that servant the unprofitable servant. So once again tonight, I want to provoke us tonight. And trust God, I know no one is born empty. Bible said he gave every one of them according to their several ability. And most of the time we compare ourselves with ourselves. I see your talent. I see what you are doing. I think that what God is not blessed me, even though God has also given me grace to start something. Praise God. Every man is born uniquely. Everyone is born uniquely. Bible let us know in Jeremiah 29 verse 11, I know the thoughts I think towards you of good and word of and of peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. Tonight, as we look at this topic, I want us to take a Bible passage from Genesis 11 verse 3. Genesis 11 verse 3. Genesis 11 verse 3. Yeah. I'll read it down to 9, to verse 9. It's a very interesting topic. It's a very interesting topic. Okay? Let me stop at verse 8. Or before then, yeah, because of our time. Genesis 11, 3 says, they began to talk about construction projects. They were only talking about a construction project. And what did they tell them? They said, come. They said, let us make great piles of burnt brick and collect natural asphalt to use as mortar. I'm reading from NLT, New Living Translation. Verse 4, they said, let us build. That was an idea. The idea was that we want to construct a project. What is this project? Say, let us build a great city with tower. Come, thank you. Come, let us build a great city for ourselves. So the idea is what? Church, today's Bible study, you can speak. The idea is what? To do what? To build a great city for themselves. But you know, at this point, they were only discussing it. Amen. Now, for ourselves, with what? With a tower that reaches into the sky. This will make us famous and keep us from being scattered all over the world. You can see the objective of this idea. You can see the intention of this idea is for self. For self. And I said that, well, whatever God gives you is not for yourself. One. Did I say so? It's not for yourself. Right? It's for what? One, to advance God's thought, God's plan, God's agenda. Then, for blessing of humanity, then for yourself. But here, they did not even think about God first. They did not see whether this is what God wants us to do or not. But what? For ourselves, the third reason. Then, and keep us. Okay, the next verse. Thank you. But the Lord came down. Somebody said the Lord came down. The Lord did not come down this time around to consolidate the idea. But what did he come to do? But the Lord came down to look at the city and the tower of the people that the people were building. The next verse. Look, he said, the people are united and they all speak of the same language. After this, nothing they set out to do will be impossible for them because of all, because they were united and they were of the same language. Verse 7. Come, let us go down and confuse the people with different languages. Then they won't be able to understand each other. And if they can't understand each other, they can't bring that idea to reality. Why did that idea fail in the first place? It is not meant to advance God's agenda. God bless you. Amen. Praise God. It's not meant to advance God's agenda. Whatever you are doing, or whatever you are about to do that is meant to advance his agenda, it will not destroy. Am I speaking? It won't. If you get to any village now in Nigeria or anywhere in Nigeria, and say you want to meet with the traditional ruler, and you say, please, you just need a land property, that you want to build a large factory. Eh? They won't collect money from, they won't sell it, they will give it to you. Free. Am I speaking? Why? Because it is to advance the well-being of that community. Praise God. Free, they will give it to you. I pray for you tonight, every of your great ideas and concept in life, we advance God's kingdom in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, when we talk about bringing your ideas to life, by way of introduction, in today's fast-paced life, ideas are abundant everywhere. There are ideas everywhere. Three, ideas are abundant, but not about the nature of the ideas, of the abundance of the ideas. Now, is turning those ideas to reality. Turning them into reality is what is the key. There's nobody seated here that God has not dropped something into his mind or his heart. But the problem is that between you receiving it and turning to reality is where the real work lies. Am I speaking? That's where the real work lies. Many of us, we think falsely, no, there must be finance. Oh, if there's no finance, there's no way this can work. There are a lot of barriers that some of us have created for those ideas that even before you receive them, you have already defeated them. Praise God. So, but honestly, in reality, in bringing ideas to reality, your dedication and creativity is actually required. So bringing your ideas to reality or to life is about transforming your concepts, transforming your visions into tangible outcomes. Whether it's a business venture, a creative project like the one we read in the scripture, or a personal goal. So this topic tonight explores the essential steps, the mindset and strategies needed to overcome obstacles. Those that will be hearing tonight. To overcome obstacles, because let me tell you, every laudable idea will attract what? Obstacle. Every laudable idea will attract obstacle. If you have an idea that does not attract any form of opposition, it's not laudable. There must be opposition. Praise God. There must be opposition. So, in order to also overcome these obstacles, we need this information and to stay motivated and achieve success in these ideas. And I pray tonight The Lord will bless us in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for Jesus once again. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. I can assure you will be blessed. The first thing I want to invite our brother Sammy to the stage. Sammy, please put your hands together for Jesus. For the fact that they are here does not mean that they know it all. Praise God. We are sharing from their knowledge, from their experiences, and from however the Holy Spirit is going to inspire them tonight. Then the next person I'll be bringing up, our brother, Bolu Atife. I always call you Timbawit. Bolu Atife. Hallelujah. Celebrate Jesus. Yeah, the lady is on her way. The lady is on her way. Yeah, the lady is on her way. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are welcome, brothers. God bless you. Yes, could be because of our time. I don't want to waste our time now. Apart from the introductory background that I gave, so let me ask Sammy. First, do you have a mic there? Okay, you have a mic, Bolu. What does it mean to you when we talk about bringing ideas to life? What does it mean to you, Sammy?
Okay. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Good evening, everybody. Pastor, thank you again for this honor and privilege.
Good evening, everybody. You are not answering.
Good evening, everybody. Are we alive? Yes. All right. Good evening, everybody. All right. People that are alive, they talk, they respond. Okay, so bringing ideas to life from my own perspective, it could be broad. And as a matter of fact, I think I read a book earlier, some couple of years ago, by Pastor Sam Adeyemi. He said, ideas rule the world. Yeah. And it means that ideas are what life strives upon. The reason why we can fly a plane today is because somebody had that idea that instead of people walking, let us fly. The reason why we are wearing wristwatch today, somebody thought that we can carry time around instead of having it at a particular position. And that thought became an idea. So for me, bringing an idea to life has to do with what? Having an agenda. Idea to me also correlates to agenda and bringing it to reality. That is, someone can have an idea is vast. It's not just in terms of business, right? It could be anything. Somebody had an idea that people must be equal in America. That is, there's nothing like black or white. Do you understand? That was an idea of equality. And he fought to bring that idea to life. Somebody else had an idea also that, we must not be colonized by the British. Let us fight for independence. That's an idea. Do you understand? So it begins first with an imagination, right? It begins with an imagination from within us. So like the scripture you read, Pastor, you said that, well, these people have imagined this great thing. So it means that you cannot have an idea if you have not sat down and first of all have a personal or internal imagination of that reality coming to life. That imagination is what you now then say that, I have an idea that this can work. I have an idea that we can build a building that will be so high that will touch the heavens or whatever it is. So idea can come in any form, but firstly it begins with the ability to imagine. Thank
God
you, sir.
God bless you. Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen. So according to what he just told us now, internal imagination births ideas.
Yes,
hallelujah. All right, Bolu. Yeah. What do you have to say when it comes to bringing your ideas to life, briefly?
Okay. Good evening, everyone. Yeah, I want you to know, the moment you get an idea, God is a very, very wonderful supreme being. And once he deposits an idea into you, he also deposits that idea to millions of people at that particular time. Yes. As an academician, I will tell you that when we start making research topics, you will discover that when you are working on a particular topic, you will think you are the best and you think that topic is the best topic, that you are the only one working on that topic. And when you are making deep research, like I was working on a topic, what we call techno-stress, that's technology in education and the stress, I thought I was the only one, I was the Messiah. And you will discover that in other parts of the world, you will see somebody working on that topic, doing more greater than you. So my dear intellectual colleague, senior colleague, I want you to know that once you have an idea, start working on it on that moment. Procrastination of an idea leads to dead dreams. Once you have, the reason why you see some people before 18, 19, 20, they're already making it in life, is because they are tired of their position. God that creates you is not a foolish God. He deposits things in your mind every day, every minute, every second. Maybe when you are eating, when you are praying, when you are singing, when you are in the toilet, when you are cooking, he may just deposit something in you. And what you need to do is to begin to work. How can you begin to work? Number one is to write. You write it down before you know that, okay.
Hold on. God bless. We are coming to that. We are coming to that. We are coming to that.
Thank you very much.
God bless. Put your hands together for Jesus. Is that something very profound? Once God deposits into you an idea, he does so even to so many people. And when you procrastinate those ideas, you result in daydreaming. Praise God. Now, can I now ask you? Now, Bolu, let me ask Bolu now.
Yes, sir.
How can we are Christians. We are Christian youths. How can we balance our creative ideas with our faith as a Christian? How can we balance our creative ideas with our faith values?
Okay, thank you very much, sir.
Just briefly.
I think there's a particular verse in the Bible that said, those who believe in God or something, we do exploit.
Yeah. Those who know their God.
Those people
strong.
That...
And do exploit. Those who know their God. Yeah.
Those who know their God, do exploit. Let me just make an example. You may be a very, very good musician. You may be a very, very good actor. You may be a very, very good writer. And you may not excel in that world. You may begin to excel in the church. Like, people want you. I've seen many musicians, I've seen many actors that use the church, the religion, to get to the platform, to the world, and later digress. At times, God will want you to work for him, work through him as a source of protection. Perform in the church. Look at Brother Mayor. If he happens to be an hip-hop singer, he may be singing one of the clubs where maybe fight will just bust and they will choke him. But he has been singing and controlling crusade, and God has been protecting him, and we know him. I know him as one of the best and good singer. So at times, when balancing your creativity in God, it serves as a protection. Let me use the word cocoon. Cocoon is like a protection. Abolong. It doesn't mean, some people like, I got to sing for God, I got to play. It's boring. No, it's not boring. God will protect. You may not be gaining much, but there's a protection. There are a lot of training. There are a lot of things you pass through God will not put it. Then later on, you can go to the limelight.
Thanks God for Jesus. That is wonderful. Yes, Sammy, over to you. How can we balance? I love that example that he made. He gave an example. There are a lot of musicians that you see today. Some of them started from the church. Now, I want to be, how then can you balance your creative ideas with your faith value?
Okay, so thank you very much, Pastor. I believe that, picking from where my brother stopped, before you can bring an idea to reality, whether you are balancing it or not, you must have a vision, right? You must have a vision. That is, if you are a musician, what do you want to sing about? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like I said, write the vision and make it plain. What kind of song do you want to sing? Now, that determines, do you understand, the things that will stand at value for you. Can I tell you something? Let me use music as an example. Because we started with music, so I think we can relate. Everybody listens to music. Musics are used to articulate seasons, right? So there are songs that I can play in church. I cannot necessarily play them on a wedding ground or in a burial ground. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Or I cannot necessarily play them in certain occasions. So the fact that I am a Christian
pay attention to this, does not mean I have to sing Christian songs alone. Ah, some people don't like that part. Okay. The fact that I'm a Christian doesn't mean I have to what, sing Christian. However, not singing Christian song does not make me to be an unbeliever. So now this is where I'm going to. When you have that vision that, okay, I want to sing about love. I want, for instance, anybody that hears my song, probably is having issue in marriage, will begin to love his wife better. Do you understand? Because we were sent. Remember the Great Commission. He said, go into the world. So if our faith life does not affect people outside the confines of the jurisdiction of church, we are not fulfilling the will of God. If the only thing we do here as mayor is continually, is my guy, so I can use him as an example, continually sings and is only within the confines of church. Well, there are some people that are sent, let me not go out the book. There are some people that are sent categorically to the church. However, all of us were not sent to the church. I don't know if you understand what I'm trying to say. All of us, we are not what? We are not sent to the church. In every industries of life, right? The pastor is an accountant, for instance. He's not accounting for redeemed. Is he accounting for redeemed? So bringing your, balancing your creative idea, yes, with your faith, has to do with what? Having that vision and also having the necessary skills, right? Or necessary skills to be valuable in that field.
Let's put your hands together for Jesus. What is just, if I want to understand him better,
yeah.
What Sam is trying to say now is that there are some songs, just like we say, maybe you are attending a birthday party, yes, and they invite you to sing at a birthday party. So there are some songs that we align with that birthday party.
For instance, Pastor, yeah, there's a song that any man should be actually good.
Yes.
It's not a Christian that
it's
sang
not
it.
Exactly.
But more, if you go to wedding on Saturday, yeah, would they play that song or not?
Yeah.
That person is infiltrating a system. I would have loved that the person that sang that song should be a Christian. There is Timi Dakolo that sing, Iyawomi.
Yeah.
Oh, do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. He's a Christian. Are you seeing the picture I'm trying to play now? And he sings, do you know that when President Yar'Adua was the president, in Yar'Adua's, is he Yar'Adua? What's his name now?
Jonathan.
No, the one before Tinubu.
Buhari.
Tinubu Dakolo sang at the presidential wedding.
Yes.
And he's a Christian. That's influence beyond the confines, because somebody had a vision that I am going to sing song that, irrespective of the religion that you are in the world,
yes,
you will hear my song and be blessed.
Yeah, God bless. Put your hands together for Jesus. Now, in order to still shed more light to what he just said,
yes, sir,
so that we don't lose the understanding of it,
yes, sir,
it's like, just like what the young man who came here on Sunday said, mm-hmm, you get it now, that I'm a pastor on the pulpit, but he's a pastor in music,
yes, sir,
right now. Yes, sir. So now, as long as that idea is not taking away people from God,
mm-hmm,
as long the idea is not making people to become enemies of God,
yes, sir,
as long as the idea is not confusing people from the way of heaven,
exactly,
it is, does not matter, as long as it is what, it is still blessing lives and humanity,
yeah,
is God's idea.
Yes.
Is that talking?
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, can I ask this? What role does prayer play in bringing our ideas to life? What role? Let me ask Bolu, okay, what role does prayer play? You know, the reason why we are bringing this way is because we are children of God. And we have said one thing, who gives idea? One is God. Mm. And when he gives the idea, the first we must always think that was, is God's agenda. Mm. That God's agenda must not necessarily be heaven.
Mm.
Just like what we just said now. It may be to bring peace to a home. It may be to bring succor to somebody who is depressed. It may be to bring hope to the hopeless. The moment they hear the song, it will bring hope to them and they will live again. You get it now? So what role does prayer play in bringing your ideas to life?
Okay, thank you very much for that question, sir. Firstly, I want you to know, first, prayers are like letters written to the Most High. You are writing for the fact that you will want something from God. So when you pray for an inspiration, for a craft in you, you have to be very, very careful. Because God deposits things too. devil to also deposit things. Yeah. You understand? So, but praying and interceding, praying with holiness, because the devils and the evil ones too will pray. It's one thing to pray, it's one thing to be holy, and it's one thing to intercede. So, if you can follow that rule, prayer help you to attract God favor and reasons for you to for your existence in life. Are you getting me? Prayer make it work faster. Prayer make it work. But another question I want to ask in this same question, sir. No, I've seen a lady of 26, 27, 28 years who has been praying and she's working for God and she has been praying and she has not heard anything. Are you getting me, sir? That's why I say we have to be very, very careful. And she decided to digress from her faith to go and to another religion, to go and say, oh, Martin Dagbalo, me, Martin she say me. And things now work out for her there. That is why prayer at times is not a love. You have to be holy. You have to intercede. Then you have to be prepared. It's one thing to pray, it's one thing to also be prepared. Because if you pray and you are not prepared for that answer, you will not get the answer when God wants to answer you.
In fact, you may not even know that the answer has come, even when the answer comes.
Thank you very much.
Just like for a brother. You are not prepared for it in the first place.
For a brother that has been praying, he has been praying that he wants to be among the, they picked, in African countries, they picked just 45 people in the African country to go to Russia and work on tech. So he has been praying for many years to be picked. So they just called him immediately that out of everybody is the 40th, out of, they want to pick 45, he's the 43rd person. He did not believe, from a local village, he has been praying, God picked him. And then I asked him that, can you make it to Russia next week? Do you have a passport? He doesn't have
no passport. And he wants to and he go wants to Russia. Go.
So it's one thing to be prepared.
Anyway.
And it's one thing to for God to answer your prayer.
God bless.
And I pray by the grace of God, by the time God answers our prayer, amen, may we be prepared in Jesus' name.
Amen. Celebrate Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Maybe he wants to be like Enoch. You don't need to have a visa before you travel. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Can I ask this quickly, Sammy? What are the practical steps to take in bringing your ideas to life?
Okay.
Practical steps.
Sincerely. From experience, not really from experience, but biblical standard and something that I have practiced, right? Also, if you have an idea, I believe many of us, as we have here, right? One of the major ways when you bet or when you receive this idea is to have conviction, be convinced about that idea that you have. Can I tell you something? Nobody would believe in what you don't believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, why should I believe in you? I don't even understand what I'm trying to say. So you must be convinced. It's a step, as simple as it sounds. You must be. People have had evil idea to bring war between nations, and there are people that support them in that idea. Because the way they narrate it and put it on your feet, you'll be convinced, I'm going to follow you. People believe that when they bomb a place, they have 7 virgins or 8 virgins. What did you tell? What did they tell that person that made that person? So can you tell somebody also the idea you have for that business, for that, and will make them convinced and say, I must invest in this business. There's a future in this business. That only happens when there is real convictions
in that idea.
You must have that conviction onto the irrespective. See, people who bet ideas are people that are exceptionally convinced. They are not people that are looking for pity party and trying, because oftentimes people will not understand what you are saying. Only you will understand what you are saying. The people who have Facebook, the great ideas and all of that. So number one, not to waste our time, conviction. Number two, you must have a team of people that believe in you. A team of people that believe in you. Jesus Christ did not, in the same thing, Jesus Christ was convinced that he was coming to save the world. The next thing when he appeared on the scene, he looked for 12 people. Are you seeing that now? You must look for people that even You can't be that bad that nobody believes in your vision. God will, yeah. If God gave you that vision, sir, somebody somewhere. Yeah. The Bible says he sent weak men to David in the cave of Adullam.
Yeah.
And this man said something that caught my attention. He said that they were willing to die
for him,
to David to become king. Make that make sense. Why do you want to waste your life for me to become king? They said they were willing to die. So no idea comes to fruition by what? Except by what? Human. There is a need for human factor. I'm not talking about rich humans now. Before you start looking for rich people and all that. First, human beings that will carry that idea on their head and say what? This world will come to reality.
God bless you. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. I'm going to ask Bolu also to add to that. We have heard two from Sammy, conviction and a team that will believe in that idea. But please, let me quickly announce, if you have question, please, you can help to write it in a paper and pass it to the ushers. If you have question, please pass to the usher. And also, I quickly want to bring someone to join them also so that we can enrich our discussion. So please, I will call on Tosin to join us upstage. Tosin, please put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. All right. Please, if you have questions, like I said, you can put on paper. Now, Bolu, also to you, what are the practical steps you think that we can use to bring ideas to life? You know, I'm here now, I'm listening to you. I have ideas, but I don't know how those ideas can come to life, how they can become reality. What are the steps that maybe one or two that you can share with us? God bless you.
See, the reason why we are doing all this and the reason why it's been done in the church for us to move close to God.
Yeah.
Many people, see, let me tell you, sir, we do respect her. And if we check, if we want to scan or check where we have the most glorious and greatest idea is in the grave. Many people have died with their ideas.
Yeah.
Many youth have died with their ideas. Many great people have died with their ideas without not being fulfilled. I don't want to follow any. I just want to follow my own life experience.
Yeah.
First, pray. Always pray.
But the first step to bringing your idea to life is what? Is pray.
Pray and believe in God.
And believe in him, okay?
Like, I am a writer, and I used to tell myself that, God, I'm like a pen in your hand. Use me to write great things. Just, even though you know, believe you don't know in the front of God. When you are coming to church, believe you know nothing. Even though you know, believe you do. When you are going to meet people, believe you know nothing. First, after that, pray that my life is in the hands of God. Let God use you
so to do one, whatever is prayer.
Is prayer.
All right.
Number two, yeah, your environment matters.
Okay. Can you speak to that?
Your environment matters. You cannot be, if you want to be successful, leave your comfort zone. You see, I'm not saying you should go and suffer, but any place that you feel too relaxed is dangerous. Any place that does not tax you to extra work and pray, it is dangerous. You see, some graduates at the age of 25, you've graduated, your landlord did not chase you from your hostel. You need to scout and find way for your life. You are going back home.
You need to quit yourself.
You are taking,
what he's saying is scriptural, honestly. Is scriptural. A lot of people that God actually used, they left somewhere.
Yes, no.
So somewhere. Am I correct? Abraham had to leave. God told Abraham to leave. Even Jesus did not stay where he was born. He didn't stay there. Moses had to leave. Joseph had to leave. Name them. Isaac left. Jacob left. What you are saying is scriptural.
You take your talent.
You have graduated and you are seeing with your old landlady.
Landlady.
If he doesn't quit, you quit yourself. I need to. You know, was when I finished, my camera was staying with me. And I said, will I still continue this place with this boy? And I left. I just left. And of course, I was already planning to say to that I have to leave because I won't send my brother away and say, let me marry there again. Where they've known me as student, they will not know me again as well. God bless you. God bless. Let's put our hands together for you. Hallelujah. So the first thing is what? No, before prayer, we talk about personal conviction. Personal conviction is very, very key. Otherwise, if you don't know what you want yourself, you even know what to pray about. I hope you know that. If you don't know what you want to do, you don't even know what to present to God. You know, the first person you have to convince is even God. Mm. What to present before him? When you are talking personal conviction, you are talking about sin, right. Then he spoke about prayer. I think he's aligning. He spoke about prayer. Praise God. Then now spoke about what? Your environment. Many times, Bible says that what? Woe to those who are complacent. In Zion. Woe to them who are complacent in Zion. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Okay, please prepare your question. Yeah, I'm almost exhausting my question, but let me ask Tosin. Tosin, let's put it together for him. Yes, I will quickly ask you because one of the things we want to achieve, apart from knowing the practical steps to take in achieving our ideal, bringing them to reality, is also ability to actually overcome obstacles. There are obstacles that, like I said it earlier, every laudable idea will attract what? Opposition. Now, can I quickly ask Tosin, what are some strategies for overcoming obstacles and staying motivated? Motivated. Overcoming obstacles to your idea and staying motivated. Why do you need to stay motivated? Because there is time between when you conceive the idea and the time of the idea coming to life and the time that the idea will begin to be known all over the world. You know, so you must stay motivated. Otherwise, maybe you started something and just one or two people know about it in your environment and before you give up. Because all your effort, how many years here, nobody knows about it and just give up because you are not motivated. Please, go ahead. Just straight to the point.
So all right. Thank you so much, sir. How do you stay motivated
and overcome obstacles?
Okay. First and foremost, what must motivate you is what convicted you. How was the idea bettered forth? Right. What bettered forth your idea? And I'm able to say that what must bettered forth your idea must be fine. Okay. You said you receive it from God. You must first understand: did I receive this idea from God? Or it is just my flesh speaking to me that I should do this particular thing. So once there is a conviction from God, that should be your motivation, right? The Bible says there's a particular thing that I heard a man of God say. He said that there are three things that bear witness, all right? The blood, the word, and the spirit, all right? I take it again, the blood, the water, and the spirit, all right? That is whenever it is that you conceive an idea, those three things must bear witness. So those three things will stand as a conviction to you, even when trials come, even when challenges come, all right? Obviously, they would come, but that should be what drives you, what motivates you to go that, okay, this is why I want to do this. This is why I want to do this. This is why I want to do this, because I had God. So if God is your bedrock, if God is your source, that will serve as a form of motivation to you, even when challenges come. Yes, sir.
Oh, let's put your hands together for Jesus. Yes, I want Sammy to also speak to that. How do you overcome obstacles and also stay motivated in bringing your ideas to life?
How do you overcome?
Overcome obstacles to your idea.
Yeah.
Then also, how do you now stay motivated?
So, the word motivation, I do not really like to use motivation. I prefer to use inspiration, right? Because motivation is temporal in the sense that many times, just like when we come to church, we sing, everybody's energetic. When they step out this door, ask them what the pastor preached about, they can hardly remember. Because it was a function most times of motivation. But when it is internal, do you understand? When it is, what's the word now? It is
intrinsic.
Intrinsic, thank you, that's the word. Intrinsic. Not just as an external, a result of external vibe, yeah. The drum, this thing. It comes from a place of within. Am I making sense? Like, you, that is much more powerful. The Bible says that there is a spirit in man, that inspiration. So, inspiration, I remember I'm talking about motivation, but I'm using inspiration. Inspiration must be internal. Do you understand? Before it is what? External. In the sense that the thing that is driving you to do what you are doing must be from within. Am I making sense? Because in the early path of betting that ideas, the realities that you see or that you want to see would not be there.
Yeah.
It's just like an entrepreneur. Entrepreneurs are one of the most bold people. If you're an entrepreneur, you clap for yourself, please. Because if you're an entrepreneur, clap for yourself. Thank you. You know why I said that we should clap for ourselves? Because we are too bold. We believe that we can change the world. We believe that we can make money. We believe that our business can compete with business that have been in 100 years. Just what I'm trying to say. So there is something within that is what, a passion from within, that is what that is driving us. So I feel like for you to be able to overcome obstacles or challenges, you must have what? An internal passion for the things that you want to achieve. If your motivation is from external, the car you want to buy, the house you want to buy, the chances that you will not achieve that dream would actually die. But if you have an internal motivation, that I want to build an industry, right? I don't want us to talk only in the area of
spirituality, because I believe that God will give people idea that will build companies and things that will do within. Do you understand?
Outside
so yes, exactly. So if you have an idea that what that you want to build a company that would compete maybe with a phone company, you want to open your own phone or mobile tech company or whatever it might be, that motivation from was what must be from within. Preferably, it comes from the place of prayer. That's fine. If it does not, it's fine. Then the other question is what, sir?
Then how do you stay motivated? I think you have combined the
answers. Yes, how do you stay motivated? So you face challenges. People will not believe in you. Can I tell you something? That one is true. You have to know that one. If God helps you like he helped me, let me put it like that. But even now, we still see, you know, I was sharing with some of my friends, and she was like, we were sharing sometimes about one of our events that we just like, the people that I thought that they were going to do this thing, I'm looking at them like, this thing don't work this way. The people that you expect, the place that you expect most of the motivation will not come from there. I am grateful to God because I have a family that supports. I don't want to sound exceptional. They don't support me because I am their brother. They support me because they have seen that this person has done something and brought it to life. Do you understand? They are convinced. You cannot convince anybody if you have not done anything. So you must take action. That's what I'm trying to say. There must be. You can't be saying that I want to do this. I want to do this. My sister saw me register for a film school and she was like, "Bro, this boy is serious with what he's saying." Everybody in the house knew that this boy is serious. Nobody's stopping this boy. So you must be. Remember what I said about conviction. People can see conviction. He's not in mouth saying that I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to do this. So
let's appreciate Jesus. Now, also, does Bolu now, in addition to that, how can you tell us how we can stay focused and committed to our ideas despite challenges and setbacks? How can we stay focused, you know, and committed to our ideas despite challenges and setbacks?
Well, in every journey in life, I want you to know, despite the fact you believe in God, and despite the fact that you're being motivated, always have it in mind that failure will come. Failure is part of the journey of success. Discouragement and envy, hatred is part of the journey of success. If you know this and you are prepared mentally towards the journey that hatred will come, enviness will come,
jealousy
will come. Those weakness, those things I'm mentioning will serve as your strength. So when you sense it, you already know, I'm already prepared for this. You won't allow it to weaken you. Because at times, when you are at the peak of your success, that is where all this comes. And it could affect you and take you back to square one if you are not prepared. Yeah. So you need to be prepared that life, the journey to success, is not rosy. And everyone here that wants to be successful must have a role model. And when you are picking a role model, make sure it's a role model that struggles before he or she gets to the top. So I'm a Davido fan. I'm a Tati BG fan. But I won't advise you to pick Davido as a role model. Because Davido enjoyed his life from birth to where he is. We may not really understand. But there are some people that they've neglected. They've looked out that, no, this one cannot make it in life. And they later came back. Look at Benjamin Carson. Look at great surgeons, great motivational speakers, that when you hear their stories, it will inspire you. Look at people that they were neglected, they dropped out from school and went back to lead nations. So when you are picking role models, make sure you pick those that their stories will inspire you, that you know that you have similar stories. Understand? So you know the kind of home you are from, you know how you are struggling, you are not going and pick somebody that is rich from beginning. It cannot relate. You have to pick somebody that they've neglected, you have to study the way. You will see that when you continue following, you follow the books, you will get it. Let me use our Bishop Oyedepo. He said before he met Kenneth Higgins, he has been reading his books. Before he met Copeland, he has been reading his books. So you can't connect with your role model through books and lifestyles even before God take you to the top. Yeah. Sure, understand. So yeah. God will continue to help us.
Amen. God bless you. We have just two more questions here. Yes, let me ask us, Tosi now. The other time, Sammy mentioned something and he talks about team. You know, he talks about personal conviction, team that can also believe in your idea and that can run with it. And give several examples like that of Jesus Christ. Now, let me ask, how can you effectively collaborate with others to turn your ideas to reality? How can you effectively collaborate with others? No one person bet idea, but you need people to bring it to reality. You need people. Praise God. How can you effectively collaborate with people in order to bring your ideas to reality?
All right. How you can collaborate with people? First, you would find them around you, right? You can start first from your friends, people who are closest to you. Find, I think, was it Sammy that said that majority of them might not believe in what you have conceived, all right? But somehow you would find some persons who also have the same idea which you have. You would find some persons who also believe in what you believe in. So those kind of persons are who you are to work with, who you can collaborate with, people that understand what you want to do, or persons that also have the same idea as you are. All right, there's something we call, there are some persons that are, are visionaries, that you have the vision, all right, but you might not really know how to execute it. We have some persons who, they are gifted in that aspect of execution, all right? So you definitely see those kind of persons that can help you in executing that idea that you have. All right, and those kind of persons would always put you in track, because whenever it is that you are going out of line, they can always tell you that, no, this is the vision, this is what we are running with, this is what we must do. So you'd always have those persons either in your circle, or one way or the other, you would find them.
All right, thank you. Now, let me also ask Sammy the same question. I got what he said very, very correctly. You must look for people that can actually help you to bring that idea to reality. But now I want to also repeat it. How can you effectively, because you made mention of the issue of the team, how can you now effectively collaborate with people, with others, to turn your ideas to reality?
Okay, thank you very much, Pastor. So, like we said, we need people, right?
Yeah.
And there is something that being an African does to us psychologically. Let me say this. Africa has this competitive mindset within us, and it began, please pay attention, it began while we were in secondary school, because we think that we are doing well when we beat another friend that is in class. So we don't emerge successful in our mind, right? In our mind, even if that's definition does not make sense, or but we don't think that we are successful yet until we have done better than this person is doing. And now this thing, we bring it also into business. So here is the situation. Somebody does something, invests maybe a car, and everybody say, oh shit, he has done it, I'm not doing anything again. Nobody is thinking that what of the tire that car will use, what of the engine oil that car will use, what of the other parts of that world, of that car. So what I'm trying to say, that we would achieve more together than we will achieve individually. Listen to me. Two heads, good heads, are always better than one. Just what I'm trying to say. So no matter how wise I think I am, I will do more, do you understand, together with someone. Now that is where collaboration comes in, sir. Collaboration makes sense. Please pay attention to this. Collaboration makes sense when you understand that you do not have all the capacity. There are things in this church that is there are things I can do. And Pastor told us when he was teaching some Wednesdays back about this thing. And there are some things I cannot do. I cannot play the instrument. If you want to hate me, put me on the keyboard. As I'm talking now that you are happy and you are listening to me, when you want to see the flip side of hatred towards me, tell me somewhere, go and play the keyboard. It means that what the people who play the keyboard, I need them. It does not make them better than me. We think that when somebody does something else, it's better. In my team, I have people who have produced. Praise is here. Praise has done his own production after my own. And I was the one that directed his production. Can I tell you something? Praise movie has more streams on YouTube than my own movie. Let me say that again. His own production has more views on YouTube than my own production. For some of us, that is a legal ground for jealousy.
that is a what? A legal ground for what? For jealousy. Praise went to Praise Channels TV. I've not been on Channels TV. Do you understand? So when I watch Praise on Channel TV, I'm looking at, okay, when they ask me, I will not move like this. I'm learning from what Praise is doing. It does not mean that what Praise is better than me or I am better than him. I would be on TV. It's not a prayer point.
Time and chance.
Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So you must understand that what you are not everybody. My point is that what you do not have all the gifts.
Yes.
Understand that early in life.
Yeah, yeah,
you do, no matter how good you think you are, how exceptional, God, there's nobody on earth that God gave all the gifts in.
Yes, yes.
That is why he makes, there's something they call interpersonal what?
Yeah.
Dependency. So we only do much more together.
Yes.
This church is running today because we have a media team that does wonderful design.
Yes.
You don't necessarily have to see them, but they are what? They are frontiering the word, the gospel also in their own way. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Personally, I've learned a lot. And one of the things, you know, the question that I asked, you see, like what Tosi said, you said something. In fact, when he was also talking, he also, someone mentioned it as in Bolu, is that there are roles in your idea that you need some other people to play.
Yes,
there are some roles that, fine, you have the idea, but in order to bring it to reality, there are various sections of that idea that you need people to play some roles. So you need to look for people who can play this role, for that idea to come to life. So it's not enough for you to say you have an idea and only yourself. No, sir. No. Yes, that's administration. It will work that way. You always need people to handle one aspect, somebody to handle it, somebody to handle it, because everybody is a specialist in that field.
Yes, sir.
So you are not the jack of all trade. No, it won't work that way. You know, many of us have believed and we have remained in the valley of that idea just there, because those ideas cannot come to life, just because we think that, well, since we have the idea,
I must be the one to champion.
No, sir. No. God may just drop the idea in you, and you need people. He talks about those that were executed. You just need people to look for people who can believe that and that cannot help you or to bring to life. And many of our ideas have just remained there. Why? Because we are still waiting for a conditional stand that I will be the one, without looking for people who can play this role, and the idea would have been bettered all this while. Let's appreciate Jesus. Please, do you have any question? Does anybody or contribution? I'm done with them. Does anybody have question or contribution? Something to add to what we have discussed? We saw some entrepreneurs who clap their hands here. You are entrepreneurs. We appreciate you. Do you want to contribute? Say one or two things. Please give me the mic. I know some people. I can also call people. Yes, yeah. But if I call you, please stand up and just tell us something. Yes, we have some fashion designers. We have caterers. We have people who does one thing or the other here. So please, I can always call people. So some people that I know. So let's have the mic and give it to our brother. Let's appreciate Jesus. Just 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Just hear him 2 minutes. And I'm going to call. No, it may not be. Is there a question, sir? Yeah, a question. All right.
All right, thank you. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
For Bolu Timbawel, right?
Yeah.
Yes. No. Like this, it's actually not directed to you exactly, but my question is not directed to you, but it's coming from what you said. You know, while he was speaking, he talked about the graveyard, where he said, if you go to the grave, you see a lot of persons die with idea. Now, because we are in a student environment, now I want to ask a question, and that question is: now, how does a student or an undergraduate, let's use, for instance, like a secondary school graduate, now who has an idea, you know, and then still wants to go to school? Do you understand? Now, a young boy of, let's say 20 years, okay? Like a young boy who is old and then has an idea, at the same time wants to go to school.
Or maybe probably has a business that he or she...
business that is running, do you understand? And then at the same time, admission comes in. And now Pastor talked about commitment. So how do you run? How do you become? How do you stay committed? You know, running that idea, that business, at the same time still pursue education.
Yeah. Let's put an answer there for Jesus. Yes. Do you want to answer that question?
Okay, you, with due respect, can I stand up? Yeah, I'm a teacher. I've been sitting for a long time.
One minute answer.
Okay.
Or 2 minutes.
You asked a question saying, a student that has a business and gained admission, how can they manage
that? Marry the two together.
Marry the two and the business. Okay,
and
good.
And you still do fine in school, and yet the business will not be affected adversely.
Well, I won't say it is difficult. That is why I said you are here in the church. You have anything you do, you have to put it in the hands of God. I won't say it is difficult. I don't want to discourage you. But going to school, trying to pursue a good CGPA and balance your business is really a very big one. I lost a business. Before I gained admission, I had a bike that they do deliver. So I was about leaving 100 level when I discovered that they stole the bike. But my mom knows that if I hear, I will cause problem. Are you getting me? So I was focused, but I could not supervise the business very well.
Yeah.
But what I noticed then is that I don't think I've given my life to Christ then. Because I see some people that were in business together and they still maintain that business till we graduate and they are doing well. So whatever you are doing in life, put it in the hands of God. God, I need to go to school to learn more so I can exploit in this business. God, please help me. Hear from God. He will lead you. He will lead you. He will connect you to the right person to help you supervise that business till you are done.
Yeah.
Your mom and dad may not be the right person to supervise your business, but God will always correct you to the right person.
Let's appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Okay. You want to attend that question? Okay. Yes, I'm coming. We are still on that question. We are still on. Yes, give it to. Sammy, I'm coming.
Praise God.
Briefly.
Okay,
how many students in the house and you have your business? Students.
So, I think.
I know them. Don't worry. Don't raise up. I will call you.
I think I will be speaking from the angle of being a business consultant. I will answer your question. Then I have a contribution to share. Because the topic today we have is a very interesting topic. It says, bringing your ideas to life. And in starting any venture, ideation is always the first stage. But let me answer yours first.
Yes, that question first.
Now, we have been sold a lie. What I mean we've been sold a lie is that you saying a 20-year-old child, a 18-year-old child who is in school and you have business, you can't run it. We've been sold a lie that you can't do that. I remember when Ubon King was alive. I don't know who's Ubon King. Ubon King used to teach us then, if you are 18 years old, you should have like 3 businesses. As 18 years old, when you are 18, you should have at least 3 businesses. So I will speak from experience. When I was in the university, I did business. I mean, one of the things that sustained me throughout when I was in school was business. And I have friends. I have my friend seated here. He started Crown Link Consult when he was in, I think, 100 level or 200 level. And he did it successfully till he graduated. I have another friend here who did business in school till the end. First class. So what you need to do is now, you need to understand the kind of business you are doing, first of all. Then how? Who are your customers? You're not entering the school environment. So it may be a different environment for the period of time. What are you now selling? You may need to change what you are selling to fit the environment you are. If it's not a business that you need to offer the services or product to people outside, then you need to now fit it to that environment so that the business continue to run while you are still in school. But if you're running a business, let's say you are living in Ogun State, that's where your parents live, that's where your house is, and that's where you started the business, and you are now here, you can't be tussling Ogun State and here. So you need to bring that idea, streamline it to that environment where you are, and see how you can service that business in that environment. That is how your business will survive till you live out of there.
And in addition to what you just said now, you are not giving that business to somebody else to run on your behalf. Please listen. You know, he mentioned something like that is the most difficult aspect. They will run it down. You are not giving that business to somebody else. All the people he mentioned now, they oversee their business themselves, even till they graduated.
the one in charge.
Honestly. Otherwise, it will fail.
So if you give it to somebody, there's a friend of mine, I consulted for one young lady. So she was in one of the schools, I think in Ogun State. Then she now came back. After finishing that school, she had the business there. She now got admission in LASO. She gave the business to the young, another person to handle. The guest swept everything. One day she came to the shop and she could not find anything.
Yeah.
But this business is still a business that you can still fix here.
Yeah.
And through my conversation with her, we were able to set the business here in LASO. And it is thriving. And she's making out of it.
God
so,
bless you.
The
Thank
other
you
contribution on a general note is, ideation is very delicate. If there's any phase of your business or venture, pay attention to ideation. What we are talking about is ideation.
Please, excuse me. Ushers, please, can we have the baskets? Please, let's prepare our offerings now. So that while we are listening, the basket can move around.
So, while you are betting this idea, you must understand that you need several factors to facilitate the betting of the idea. People are important. Environment is important. Exposure is important. There are certain ideas that you have. If you've not gained a certain level of exposure, you might not be able to bet that idea. That idea will die with you.
Yeah.
So many people have some things burning in them, but they have not seen this thing in this their environment. And because they are limited by their environment, they can't bet that particular idea. So the people that you have around will facilitate the betting of your idea. The environment you find yourself will also facilitate the betting of your idea. Yeah, so those are key things. You must fix yourself around people who have a little knowledge, who have an understanding. See, you can't take risks. I learned from somebody, you can't take risks if you don't have risk takers around you. You can share an idea with somebody, you say, Baba, you don't know what this is, where they do. You won't go carry more than you can. You want to enter more than you can. Do you understand? So people are very important.
God
My leader
me.
Will say three things. All of life, your business and everything, people, place, and events.
God bless
so
you.
So your ideation must scale. People, place, and events.
Let's appreciate Jesus. I will just add the last word from our panelists. Okay, we have a question. Please, briefly. Just a question. So they just give us...
Good evening, all.
God bless you, sir.
First of all, the definition of business is the priority that matters most. What is business? The performance of executive duty in any organization. When you are performing better, even though you find yourself in the cave, people will find you. That's business. When you do something that people will admire, see or touch, people will always find you wherever you find yourself. So if God is adding to what you're doing, it's because you have a quality. If you don't have a quality, God will not do anything. When you do your part, God will do his part as well. Thank you.
God bless you. God bless. Let's appreciate Jesus. All right. Let's hear from our panelists just in one word. Yes, your last word now. Yeah. Before you, just in a minute.
What I would just say is, by the grace of God, I studied educational management business option. Don't want to poison your mom, but I will advise you, if you get admission to full-time study in a prestigious university, your primary objective is your education. Leave business. No, wait. I will tell you. No.
Just hold on.
I have a gas shop and I have a laundry business. Let me tell you, before you gain admission, your primary objective is to gain from your business. Now, when you gain admission, your primary objective is not to have carryover and to graduate with flying colors. Now you are fixing two primary objectives on one body. Are you getting me? Waking up early, full time, going for lecture, attend some lecture can stretch to 6. And you want to fulfill the primary objective of business. You are not a robot. Business, if you study Abraham Maslow hierarchy, pyramid, if you study business very well, I did business and I graduated very well. If you study business very well, you cannot interwoven it with education. You have to allow one pass. I believe before you can bring your business out to your academic area, you have to make sure that you are standing well on your good CGPA. Maybe when you leave 100 level, 200 level, when you are rounding up, I know that yes, I can. And you would have studied your environment study your customer. You would have done a lot of advertisement. You would have posted online. But getting admission and bringing your business at the same time, it's a dangerous risk. You need to understand your body. You need to understand your mental health. Let me tell you something. Education is divided into three. We have the cognitive, effective, and psychomotive aspect. Some universities don't recognize your psychomotive aspect. Some universities only recognize your cognitive aspect. If you bring business and tackle the cognitive aspect, you end up injuring yourself health-wise. I remember when I was in admission to LASU, I attend medical, the center every week because I was the HOC, general HOC, and I was running a business. Every week, my blood pressure will be high. Why? Do you want to kill yourself? And I want to graduate with flying colors.
Let's put our hands together for Jesus. God bless you. God bless you. We have to close now. Yes, actually, what he said, listen, church, hello, he has shared from his perspective. It may not be generic. It may not be generic. By God's grace, I was self-sponsored throughout university, and I did some businesses. And by God's grace, I graduated very well. Very, very well. But I want to pick from what Jeremiah said, very importantly, honestly speaking. Let your business be what will align with your school environment. It will be easier for you. It will be easier for you. One of the things that will actually bring a lot of pressure on you, I was running a business where I go to buy material clothes for fellow students. You get it now. So I still relate with my... So it's not as if I'm carrying the material, I'm taking it to what? To Idumota. Why my school is in LASU? You get it now. I will run myself down. That is what he's trying to say. So I'm trying to align this view. You will run yourself down. Because when you are going from pillar to post, well, you cannot graduate to it very correctly. Very, very true, yes. Because it is somebody who has good sound head that will be able to go to school. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You get it now. I want to balance both his view and what we have said. You get now. It is not totally wrong. And I must say, if you look at what he said, you know, you can do that like the business of where is it? Tolu Akpa is there. But his business is also student-oriented. That is why he mentioned it. He said the kind of business, what is your product? What is your environment? If you are in, he said some practical experience. If you are in Ogun State, that's where your business is. And you are in LASU, there's no way it can work. And this business, if you can't be there, you have to be there to supervise. I had a business of cement depot. I was there to supervise. When we got there, it's ordinary. Nothing is there. We had a business center. Nothing remained there. The person we put there because I was not able to supervise it. You get it now. But if it's the one that it aligns with my education, then there won't be a problem about that. I will get it. So I want to really, really emphasize on what he said. But in a way, what he has just said, what he dropped, is very, very real and practical too. Many people, because in order not to allow the business to fail, they will jeopardize the academic performance. Honestly, they won't do it. In order just to make sure the business, so that for it to work, to continue to thrive. So it will not look to you as if you cannot run business with school. No. It's because the way that person has handled it. Praise God. And that is where, like what is a consulting comes in, counseling comes in, and all of this kind of session also is very important. Let's put it on together, Jesus. As we to Sammy to conclude. Because I know that there have been a lot of reaction in the house. We have a lot of students here, and they are doing academically, and they are running business. Right? Yeah, some of us we sold for students like us. Eh? And we are doing well in both in school and our business. God bless you. Sammy.
Okay. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So my final words is just going to be a short story. A story of a young man. The lesson is in the story. A story of a old man and a young man.
Hello?
Praise God. Okay. The story of a young man and an old man. So they got on a boat and they were on the sea going. Then the older man picked up a stone and he asked the young man, "Do you know anything about geography?" And the young man said, "No." Then the older man said, "You have lost 25% of your life." Then as they were going again, the man picked up a leaf and asked the younger man, do you know anything about botany? And he said, no, sir. He said, you have lost another 25% of what of your life. Then as they were going forward, he looked up and at the sun and said, do you know anything about anatomy, sun anatomy? And he said, no, sir. He said, you have lost 25% of your life. Ah, this young man at this point was like, if I say I don't die, finish. So as they were going, the wind began to blow, and serious wind. And the young man now asked the old man, do you know anything about swimming? The old man said, no. He said, you have lost 100% of your life. So the man got into the water, he swam away, and the old man, with his anatomy, geology, and everything. My point is this. You can know many things, right? And you may not know anything about life. Do you understand? So get the right knowledge. Not all knowledge are profitable.
Yeah.
Get the right knowledge that is profitable to where you are going in life. Thank you.
God bless you. Let's appreciate Jesus for that.
All right. Hallelujah. All right. For me, I would say no idea is too small. No idea is too small, regardless of whatever idea that it is that you receive. Never see it as too small. All right? And when you receive an idea as a believer, first, do not consult first with flesh and blood. All right? Take it first to God in prayer. It would for sure direct you who you should go meet, who you should talk to about the idea that you received. I wrote here, build strategic relationships. All right, I'll say this particularly first to students. All right, do not, I'm trying to remember this slang. Do not have this mindset, I know send this person, so nobody send me. All right, build strategic relationships. It does not matter who the person is. You know what you want from the person. All right, you understand, okay, fine, this person has this. I put it to you that sometimes what you need might actually be in the hands of someone that smokes. The person might have that, what's it called, how to execute a particular idea. The person might have administrative skills. Be friends with that person because of what you need, all right? Build strategic relationships. And I said, do not compete with people you are supposed to learn from. That is the issue with most of us now. There are persons who we are supposed to submit to learn from a particular, maybe a particular business that would end up doing, all right, or probably something that we might end up needing later. We end up competing with those persons. Mm. No, it is foolishness.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, learn to submit yourself to people. It does not matter if the person is younger than you or way older than you. Submit to people, learn from them. I think that is all from my
God bless you. Let's put something together about Jesus. Please, you can go and have your seat. Go ahead and just appreciate Jesus in the lives of these wonderful people. God bless you, sirs. Let's be on our feet. We are going home now. Please stand to your feet. Please remember all those words, and I believe that I've been blessed. Have you been blessed tonight? Have you learned one or two things? Personally, I have learned some things. And I think that as I arise from this place, there is a project, an idea that I've received some years back. And honestly speaking, Bolu said something. At the beginning, when you begin to procrastinate your idea, it becomes a daydreaming. And that is what has been happening to me, really. But after tonight, that ends. That stops. Because one of the things I've also learned is that, but the fact that you have the idea does not mean you are going to be the Alpha and the Omega. You need people that are going to need to play certain roles in bringing that idea to fruition. I think about a month ago, I was able to discover that. And I've been able to start involving some people. And really, the idea I've moved from where it used to be to at least about 30 degrees. And even from this place, I've learned one or two lessons as an individual. And I know next time you are going to hear about that idea, it's going to be at least almost 100 degrees. Praise the Lord. So I want to charge us. What we have learned tonight is not just, it's not just end year. I've just told you some of the things that have been helped tonight. It's not just what, go to end year. We come here, we learn so that we can go out there and apply it to our lives. We are talking about bringing your idea to reality. So let's go out there. Let's trust God for ideas. Let's wait upon and let's put it to Him.
And God, please, who are the people? Just like what Tony said, there are dream killers, there are dream helpers. Praise God. He said it earlier. Jeremiah said it. There are some people that if you don't give, seek the counsel from risk takers like you, they will kill your dream. They say, hey, this is nobody has ever succeeded in it. And honestly, you won't go ahead without it. But when you talk to somebody that what? That will move you, that will also what? Inspire you the more. You see that thing becomes life. I'd like you to just bow your heads and just talk to God tonight over that idea. Maybe you are still standing here. You don't have any. And listen, somebody said, I think it was Bori that said about, mentioned about role model. And that is the same thing that this young man said, that there are strategic relationships must build. Many people that are supposed to submit to, you have turned them to your competitor. If you turn those you are supposed to learn from, your teachers, your trainers, your coach, to competitors, you can't become anything. You can't be better than them. You can't be as good as they are because you have turned them to a competitor. You can only compete with them to the extent of the little knowledge that you have. Instead of it to submit, to learn more, and to gain additional knowledge, you are competing with the small one that you have. Can you talk to the Lord? Help me. Look at the things we have learned tonight, the things we have asked. Some of those things, I've never heard them, I can tell you. I've never heard them. Can you just thank God for tonight and talk to God? Lord, please, Lord, I receive life upon these ideas. As I begin to take practical steps, intelligent actions based on what I've heard tonight over this idea, Father, I pray, God, let this idea become reality. Lord, turn it to life in the name of Jesus. Please talk to God. And pray that, Lord, as I leave from here tonight, Lord, help me. Every kind of support, one of them is strategic relationship. Other are inspirers. They are inspirers that you need. Inspirers. Pray and say, Lord, every individual, every human factor, human strength, human ability, human support I require, Lord, please send to me. Not everything that is money. It's not everything that is money. Don't try to develop a relationship because you want to gain money, monetary value from no, sir. Some of them is just going to be encouragement. Some of them is just going to be to add to idea. Pray and say, Lord, help me. Send these people along my way. In the name of Jesus. There are people God brought along the way of Joseph. And honestly, that helped Joseph a lot. Look at Moses, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Caleb, Aaron, and all. Look at that team. Look at that team. And the end of that team, well, the result was out. There was success and victory for the nation of Israel because of that team. Pray and say, Lord, give me a formidable team. A team that will help to bring this idea to life. Team that will be ready to go all the way. Sammy talked about those men of David that were even ready to walk. Bible said they even jeopardized their own lives in order to make all their boss. It's okay. Pray and say, Lord, give me such people that will be so passionate about this idea you have given to me. Blessed be the holy name. Lord, we want to say thank you. We give you praise for tonight. As your children go from here tonight, Lord, I pray for you. You will go with them in Jesus' name. I pray for you. Go. God will go with you in the name of Jesus. Even tonight, as we sleep tonight over that idea, God will give you ways to go about bringing that idea to fruition in the name of Jesus. Many of us, just like what Sammy said, if you are not convinced about your idea, you will be fearful over how to execute the idea. Many of us is just prayed of fear. Will I not fail? And Bolu said it. Failure is part of the thing we must prepare for. You know, failure is not defeat. Or failure is not the end of that idea. No. Failure is not the end of that idea. Is it Easton now? About Easton? Failed several times. And yes, at the end of the day, he succeeded. Many of the entrepreneurs today, they have failed at one time or the other, but yet they didn't give up. Praise the Lord, I pray for your children, the strength, the resilience that they require to forge ahead. Oh God, in the face of every obstacle and challenges to that idea, God will give to you in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle that is standing against your idea from becoming reality, I pray tonight, God will turn those obstacles to your stepping stones in the name of Jesus. Don't see every obstacle as something that is meant to stop you, but see them as a stepping stone. And God will turn them to a stepping stone for you in the name of Jesus. Blessed be that name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.